约翰福音十四章一到四节。约翰福音十四章一到四节，耶稣继续说：你们心里不要忧愁，你们要信上帝，也要信我。我父的家里有许多住处，不然我就不会说去为你们安排地方了。我安排好了以后，必定回来接你们到我那里。我在哪里，让你们也在哪里。你们知道通往我要去的地方的路。这是神的话语。
It's my privilege to reintroduce to you Pastor John Gurnett.
我在这里很荣幸地为你重新介绍我的 John 牧师。
And John will be bringing our sermon this morning.
今天 John 牧师为我们证道。
And I'm especially glad that John is preaching this morning and not me.
我很高兴今天是 John 牧师证道而不是我。
Yes, because all you would hear is Mandarin.
你可能只听到国语。
But John is a pastor of Joy Fellowship.
John 牧师是喜乐团契的牧师。
And Joy Fellowship is a wonderful congregation that meets in our church building here at 1:30 in the afternoon on Sundays.
喜乐团契在我们这里一点半在我们教会聚会。
And Joy Fellowship is made up of people of all ranges of ability levels.
喜乐团契是不同的一些智力障碍的人。
Many have physical or mental challenges.
或者他们身体上或者智力上有一些身体的挑战。
But they know how to worship God.
但是他们都敬拜神。
So I encourage you to drop in sometime and meet them.
所以我们鼓励你可以有时候去参加他们的聚会。
And I also appreciate John's, he's very helpful around our church.
而 John 牧师呢，他在我们教会也在很多地方是帮我们。
He heads up our audio department.
他在音响部门的帮助我们。
And if you don't know, he lives on the church property here with our interns.
而且他就住在我们教会的后面。
So if I need help with something, I know who to call.
所以我知道如果我需要帮忙的时候我就去。
Anyways, let's pray for John and for our ministry of the word today.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for all the people you bring into our lives.
神啊，我们感谢你，你把我们许多人放在我们的生命当中。
And Lord, I thank you for the wonderful partnership we as Trinity Baptist Church have with Joy Fellowship Church.
我们也感谢你，我们可以与喜乐团契有一个很好的相处的时间。
And we ask that you would continue to help Joy Fellowship with all the challenges they face.
我们也都求你继续帮助喜乐团契当中他们面对许多挑战。
And that you would continue to multiply the wonderful work you are doing in them.
也都求你继续增长你的大功。
We ask that you would bless Pastor John and his team.
求你祝福John 牧师和他的队。
And that you would bless and protect our partnership with them.
也都求你继续保守他们的工作。
And Lord, now we ask that you would bless Pastor John as he brings your word to us.
今天早上他要为我们证道，求你继续祝福。
That he would know your joy and he would know your leading as he preaches.
他也知道你的带领和知道你的喜乐。
And bless Grace as she translates too.
也都求你帮助我去翻译。
And Lord, give us all ears to hear what you want to say to us today.
神啊，也求你打开我们的耳去听聆听你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, thank you for a place for my church to meet. And thank you for a home for me to sleep in. So.
谢谢你给我们一个家，我可以在这里住在这里，也可以给我们一个教会，让我可以在这里敬拜。
I happen to love the sound of words.That end in GMA.
我就是很喜欢一些词尾，它词尾是 GMA 的一些词语。
That just sounds cool to me.
就是听起来非常的酷。
Like magma.
就好像词 magma.
Next one there.
岩浆。
Right button. There it is, good.
岩石的意思.
Magma is molten rock before it comes out of a volcano.
岩石就是从火山爆发之前的石头.
And the word sounds like what it is.
它听起来就是好像跟它的词义一样.
Magma.
Magma.
岩石. Or how about, oh, let's get the magma coming up there. Yeah. How about enigma?
Next one. 另外一个词语就是enigma.
The GMA word makes this an example of what it means.
它GMA那个词尾的读音就跟它的词义是一样的.
Mysterious and unsolvable.
神秘和不可解决的.
But the word I want us to think about for a bit now is stigma.
但是我在这里想让我们思考一个词语, 就是, 烙印.
Its original meaning, excuse me, was a mark received from something sharp or pointed.
它原来的本意就是它是从一个尖锐或者锋利的东西所留下的印记.
Probably a lot of us have a stigma.
我们也许许多人都有印记.
Let's see an example.
让我们看看这个例子.
Your vaccine scar is a stigma.
你打预防针的时候会留下伤疤.
Do you have any other stigmas?
有没有其他的印记呢?
I do.
我有一个.
Right here.
就在我的手上.
It's faded over the years.
随着年月它褪色.
But it's more than just a scar.
但是它不单单只是一个伤疤.
It's a mark of how tough I was when I was a little kid of 3 years of age.
它是一个印记在我三岁的小孩子的时候.
I fell off the top bunk and ripped my arm open from wrist to elbow.
我从双人架的床上的顶铺摔下来, 然后从手腕到肘部, 我都整个, 撕裂开来。
My family bundled me off to the hospital, and apparently I didn't cry the whole time.
我的家人把我包起来, 然后送我去医院, 但是在整个路程当中, 我都没有哭。
And this little scar that is left has helped to define me to this very day.
这小小的一个伤疤直到今天都定义了我是怎样的一个人。
If I feel like complaining about something in my life,
如果我在生命当中我想要抱怨的时候,
I look at the scar and remember I'm the boy who didn't cry.
我就看一看这个伤疤, 然后记起来我是一个不哭的小男孩。
Well, the names we are called and the terms people use to refer to us also leave their mark on us.
我们称呼人的名字, 或者我们用一些词语去形容别人的时候, 留下一些印记。
It's not necessarily a scar which can be seen,
不需要是一个可以看见的印记。
But it's a mark on our psyche.
而且可以是一个在我们心灵上的印记。
They come to define us.
它定义了我们。
For better or for worse, they stigmatize us.
或好或坏, 它都给我们留下一个印记。
At Joy Fellowship, the church I work at, lots of people have been stigmatized throughout their lives.
在我工作的, 侍奉的, 喜乐团契当中, 有很多人, 他们是被烙上印记的。
Maybe especially those with intellectual disabilities.
尤其是那些有智力残疾的人。
One of my friends must have been called a big baby by his older sisters when he was growing up.
我其中的一个朋友, 他被他的姐姐叫做是大婴儿。
Now, almost 50 years later, he regularly calls me to tell on people who call him baby and how much he hates it.
现在50年过去了,他还会经常地打电话给我,告诉我说他多么的讨厌,憎恨别人叫他婴儿。
As a matter of fact, no one is calling him baby.
事实上已经没有人叫他婴儿了。
But he still feels that stigma in his heart.
但是他还是感觉那个印记在他心里。
I've been thinking about this idea since Easter time.
我一直在思考这个问题，自从复活节以来。
There's a verse in the Passion Week stories about what Jesus calls us.
在一个受难周的故事里有一个经文就是耶稣是怎样称呼我们。
And we will get to what he does call us in a bit.
等一下我们会去看他怎样称呼我们。
But first, let's think of what Jesus could have called us.
首先让我们来看耶稣可能会称呼我们什么。
So I think the first thing that comes to my mind is worshippers.
首先进入我脑海里的可能他会叫我们敬拜者。
He could have described us primarily as people who worship him.
他会形容我们是主要形容我们是一个敬拜者。
Certainly, that's something we are told to do in the Bible.
这在圣经里也是要我们所需要我们所做的。
Recognizing how God, who God is and how great are all His acts and decisions is definitely something we should do.
去认识谁是神和他所做的功和他的伟大的决定都是我们要去做的。
And worship does feel good when we do it.
当我们敬拜他的时候，我们也感觉很好。
Just earlier, as we were singing together, our spirits were lifted into the presence of God.
就像刚才我们在敬拜的时候，我们的灵被提升到神的面前。
I think that's because we're just stating an obvious truth of the universe.
我想这是因为我们确认了、陈述了这宇宙的非常大的一个真理。
There is a God, and He's greater than any one of us.
世上有上帝，而且他高于我们。
But the trouble would be if Jesus called us worshippers, is that He already has some pretty skilled worshippers.
但问题是，耶稣称我们为敬拜者的时候，已经有很多人已经有非常很多成熟的敬拜者在我们前面。
If you read any of the Bible accounts of what heaven is like.The angels are completely focused on worshiping God.
当你读到圣经中关于天堂的时候的样子的时候，我们会看到天使是完全专注于赞美上帝。
I can't even begin to imagine what Isaiah saw when he saw the Lord.
我甚至无法想象当以赛亚看见主。
High and lifted up.
高高举起。
Seated on the throne.
坐在宝座上。
His robe filled the entire temple.
他的长袍充满了圣殿。
There were six winged angels flying around.
有六翼天使飞来飞去。
Using two wings to fly, two to cover their faces, and two to cover their feet.
他们用两个翅膀飞翔，用两个翅膀遮住他们的脸，而且用两个翅膀遮住他们的脚。
They were calling out, "Holy, holy is the Lord who rules over all."
他们呼叫说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉是掌管一切的主。”
The whole earth is full of his glory.
整个天地都充满了他的荣耀。
Those guys are worshippers.
那些就是敬拜者。
Of course, Jesus could also have called us disciples.
当然，耶稣也可以称呼我们为门徒。
Being a disciple is something that a lot of us strive for.
成门徒也是我们许多人想去努力做到的。
One of our favorite songs at Joy Fellowship is "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus."
我有一个非常喜欢的歌曲，就是我决定跟随主。
That decision to follow Him does need to inform all of our other decisions.
那个决定跟随他的决定，也就决定了我们其他的许多的决定。
Over and over in the history of the church, there have been movements.To bring us back to truly following Him.
在教会的历史上，一次又一次的运动，让我们重新回到真正跟随主。
But it doesn't always work out.
但是不总是会成功的。
We sometimes try to follow, but fail.
有时候我们去尝试去跟随他，但是我们失败了。
In fact, and even if we do okay, it seems like there's always someone.Doing a bit better in obeying God.
有时候我们也许是成功了，但是总是觉得有一些人 比我们更加的去服从主的旨命。
In fact, in Jesus' time, do you know who seemed to be the best at obeying God's commands?
事实上，在耶稣的时代，你们认为谁是最能服从主的旨命呢？
It was the Pharisees.
那是法利赛人。
In fact, Jesus told his followers that even if they, sorry, Jesus told his followers that if they weren't more righteous than the Pharisees, they wouldn't get to see God's kingdom.
事实上，耶稣告诉他的门徒说，如果你们不比法利赛人更加公义的话，你们是无法看见神的国。
As well, we've probably all met someone who is just a better disciple, a better servant than we are.
很多时候我们总是会遇到一些人，他比我们更加好的去服侍神。
Right, Paul and Silas in prison, praying when they're in prison, praising when they're in prison.
当保罗在监狱里祷告的时候。
When I was a youth pastor in Alberta many years ago.
在许多年前，我在亚伯特省当青年牧师的时候。
One of our volunteers always made the rest of us feel guilty.
其中有一位义工，他总是让我们觉得很愧疚。
While we leaders were sitting around taking a break. After the event,
在活动之后，我们许多人坐在一起休息的时候
，He'd already be up vacuuming to clean up after the event.
而他呢，他已经站起来去吸地，已经在去清洁我们所留下的乱摊子。
We got back at him, all right, though.
但是我们去反击。
We'd stand up and applaud for him, so he didn't receive any crowns in heaven.
所以我们站起来去鼓掌，所以去确定他在天国里没有得到赏赐。
I think he kept serving, so he still gets the crowns anyways.
但是他是继续的服侍。
So not worshippers, not servants, too much competition for those.
所以不是敬拜者，不是门徒，太多的竞争。
But fortunately, what John calls us.Or what Jesus calls us in John 15 is friends.
但是非常感恩的是，在约翰福音十五章，耶稣称呼我们为朋友。
The nice thing about being called friends is that friendship is not a competition.
作为一个朋友的好处就是，朋友友谊之间是没有竞争的。
You just are someone's friend.
你就是某一个人的朋友。
You don't have to work at it or practice.
你不需要去努力的争取或者去练习。
All you have to do is spend time with the other person, and your friendship will naturally grow and deepen.
你所要做的就是花时间与他相处，很自然的，你们的友谊就会增长和加深。
There are all sorts of benefits to being friends.
朋友之间有许许多多的好处。
I was at a seminar recently and learned there's a connection between the feelings of loneliness and the instance of Alzheimer's disease.
我最近参加了一个研讨会，了解到孤独的感觉和老年痴呆症有一定的相连关系。
And relationships like friendship can actually slow its onset.
而朋友之间的关系可以减缓它的开始。
So if we are, how can we be the friends of Jesus?
如果我们是耶稣的朋友，我们如何成为他的朋友呢？
Friendship requires communication.
朋友之间需要沟通。
At the end of the service, we will sing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
在崇拜的最后，我们有一个回应的诗歌，就是耶稣是怎样的一位朋友。
It perfectly sums up how to be his friend when it tells us, take it to the Lord in prayer.
他完美的总结了我们要成为耶稣的朋友，我们是要在祷告当中来到他的面前。
But just exactly how do we take it to the Lord in prayer?
我们如何在祷告当中带到主的面前呢？
Sometimes,That means one of those extra special holy prayers that we do sometimes, right?
很多时候我们有一些非常敬虔的祷告。
But maybe It's just a cry of "Help me, Jesus."
或者也许就是一个啊一个呼喊一个呼求，帮助我神。
Sometimes we just need to check in with our friend to let him know our feelings.
有时候我们只是需要联系我们的朋友，告诉他我们的感受。
I have three people. Sorry, this isn't me. I have three people at Joy Fellowship who are on a daily call basis.
我有三个朋友，就是在我的喜乐团契当中，我每天都要去打电话给他们。
And it's just to let me know what they had for dinner or the minutes of their day, what they did.
他就是告诉我们，我们晚餐吃了什么，或者他们所做的事情。
And that's a perfectly good thing to do, to just check in with our friends.
所以这是非常很好的事情，我们就是要联系我们的朋友。
Our prayers may even be wordless.
我们有时候的祷告是没有话语的。
But just consciously spending time in Jesus' presence.
就是很直接的去与我们的朋友有个联系。
We can pray when we're angry or in pain.
我们可以在愤怒的时候或者痛苦的时候去祷告。
And what friendship would be complete without some compliments?
但是有什么样朋友的关系我们是完全没有赞美的呢？
Some of our prayers just need to be praise for our first, our best friend.
我们有时候我们的祷告就是要去赞美我们最好的朋友。
So I guess if there's only one takeaway from this sermon,
所以我想今天的正道如果有一样东西你们带回家的，
I'd say pray or get dementia.
我是说你要不就祷告要不就痴呆。
More seriously, we truly are missing out if we don't spend time with Jesus.
但严肃的来说，如果我们不花时间与耶稣在一起，我们真的是错失了很多东西。
As the hymn says,
就好像诗歌说到，
Be still my soul,
安静我的灵，
Your best, your heavenly friend,
你最好的，你天上的朋友，
Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end,
通过荆棘之路，他把你带到欢乐的终点。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣啊，
We want to be your friends.
我们想成为你的朋友。
We're so glad you've called us your friends.
我们可以称呼你为朋友。
Help us to be like good friends and communicate with you.
帮助我们成为你最好的朋友，然后我们可以沟通。
All the time, in every way, let us be your good friends.
在任何时候，任何时间，成为你最好的朋友。
We love you and we're glad you're our friend.
我们爱你，我们真的很喜乐，你是我们的朋友。
Amen.
Amen.